What is good, everybody? We're back talking about Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show in the building. The world's greatest sports talk radio show, according to my auntie out in Dallas. Shout out, Auntie Ariel. What up? We want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to thank new supporter of the show. Well, they're not new. The DCBA has been around. But there's a new event coming, and I'm thrilled about it. The Downtown Chico Business Association, in partnership with the City of Chico, sponsoring the Chico Ice Skating Rink in the City Plaza starting November 19th till January 9th. The Chico Ice Rink features ice skating rentals, private and special events, and more adjacent to City Hall and located near 425. Oh, that's near 425 diverse businesses. This is what happens
there
when you don't pre-read.
Go.
Yeah, this is why you should...
Can't wait for this action right now.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
It's going to be a good show. I just feel it.
Tickets and rentals, information all at downtownchico.com. I got to say...
Do we get, like, special access because we just read that and we have a show and we can, like, promote it? Like,
I feel
know.
Like we should.
We should.
100%. I absolutely feel like...
We should be there opening day and, like, being, like, you know...
I feel like we should introduce
like cut
it.
Cut the ribbon?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we should be on the ribbon.
Yeah, ribbon cutting absolutely. Ceremony? Ribbon, yes. Yeah.
You get the first skate? You
with
know, I don't
TVP,
know. Maybe
we'll
TVP
it,
first skate.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
That's a good idea.
I'll go down there tomorrow and ask because I'm actually going to be doing some business down that way. So,
where does this open up again? This
November 19th to January 9th. We'll
That's
see
tomorrow.
You guys.
The 19th is tomorrow.
No, it's not.
No, wait. I don't know my
You're
day.
You're the 15th. This is going
it's actually
great.
Friday.
Yeah, that is very I was going to say, why on a Tuesday? It's odd. I'm dumb. No mo.
Please don't. There's only three of us.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you on the front end before we start the show. It's going to be a little bit of a disaster today. And here's why. Brad has been working for almost 24 hours straight. I'm sure there's some labor law violations, so we won't say the name of your company.
Thank you.
But the Mac Daddy has been driving 18-wheeler to and from Fresno with no sleep.
It's great. I
already
love it.
On your way to abusing meth, dude. I appreciate that. Amphetamines, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely going to get yourself into a really sticky situation where you're going to be drug running for somebody.
Yeah, for I sure. see that in your future.
That's going to be...
For sure.
Who said I wasn't already doing it?
Okay.
Well, all right, well, don't say that on the radio.
You're a terrible drug runner.
Yeah.
Wow, you are an extra runner. Yeah.
I need
you
more,
will now find your
I
head on a
clients.
Stake at some...
Need
it's going to come on a tortoise.
Clients.
Your head will show up on a tortoise at some point in time.
A tortoise? Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
okay. I never watched that series completely.
A little weird.
Really? I did not watch the last
Honestly,
season.
Honestly, it was good.
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
I liked, what was it?
I thought it was one of the best finales of any shows I've watched.
Did you ever watch a spinoff movie with the kid that he was working with?
El Camino.
El Camino? Yeah, that was a good one.
I thought
it was a good spinoff.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the other one, the spinoff show?
Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
I watched the first season. I thought it was solid.
All right.
Yeah, I watched halfway and I just kind of got.
I don't know why. I kind of, again, you know me, I kind of like to go against the grain. And when everyone got onto it, I was like, I'm out now.
That's so weird. You would deprive yourself from something you enjoy just because other people
I mean,
exactly.
I was like, I get it. I thought it was a great show. I wasn't as into it, I think, as other people really were.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right. Well, again, the skating rink opens November 19th. That's Friday, everybody. In the heart of the downtown Chico, California, in the plaza, right next to the radio station. We'll be looking down on you folks from up here.
I love how you were able to go from ice rink to meth.
Yeah.
And then back to ice cream.
Back to ice cream again. Yeah.
There we go.
There. Look at us.
Hey, nowhere else. Where would you rather be but listening to us right now?
From ice to ice, back to ice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a disaster of a show, so buckle up. And just watch the train wreck.
If you are driving, though, seriously, buckle up.
Yeah, no, seriously, it's a law.
It's a law.
Yeah.
Click it or ticket.
So right now, what time is it? It's time. It's game time. It's game time. And you know how I always end it. Now give me my theme music.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. Talking about practice, I am your co-host, Drill Gilbert, alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Is So Mackie.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we have the resident degenerate. Oh, wait, we don't.
Oh.
Because some of us can't hang on a Sunday fun day and forget to eat.
He's too degenerate.
Too degenerate.
He went too degenerate.
I feel like that is a good qualification, though, for him. It really shows how degenerate he is.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it puts
he's
him in
living
good...
up to his name.
Yes. Yeah.
So the resident degenerate, Rudy Vasquez, is out today because...
Degeneracy.
Some people just can't hang.
They can't. They don't know when to quit. That's Rudy's problem with degeneracy. When you're degenerate, you just keep digging your hole deeper and deeper into further degeneracy. And he doesn't know when to stop digging into degeneracy. So
right. Well, usually when I introduce him, I say if you got it, then spend it because you can't take it with you. And I think he feels that way when it comes to partying.
100%. You know? Yeah, he will. He
tomorrow's
will buy,
not promised.
Lives he up will, to that motto.
He will buy everyone's drinks and then remind you the next few days that he bought you those drinks
and that he is now broke because of it.
Yeah, and how much money he spent on you, but he loves you.
Love Rudy. Love him.
And then when you ask to pay him back, he's like, No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about that. But I want to remind you,
man. He's getting roasted.
Don't show up, and you're going to get roasted. That's why I try to be here every single day.
Yeah.
Love him. He'll be back next week, hopefully.
Unless but we more do degeneracy have... comes his way.
We do have the Mac Daddy himself, our producer extraordinaire, Statman Brett.
A.K.A. the Highwayman. A.K.A.
Yeah! He lost it. He lost it.
The 24 hours of sleep doesn't help.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
of being awake.
Without sleep. Yeah.
Could have done like the AKA, the full day, the 24 hour man. That could have been it.
Yeah.
You know?
The AKA full day. I like that.
What is AKA Jack Bauer?
AKA Mr. 24?
Yeah.
I like it.
Right. That's his name, Jack Bauer, on the show, right?
Okay. Yeah, 24.
It took me a minute.
Yeah. Okay, I
never watched that show either.
When you said the name, I knew exactly where we were going.
That reference is pretty dated,
right?
That
used to be the show back in the day, though.
It was.
I never got into it that much.
I never seen it.
Did you guys know the actual first season was going to be about terrorists taking out a building, and it was supposed to air in September of 2001? They had to change the whole entire thing and air it the next year.
Damn, Al Qaeda, you know?
Ruining great shows.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, what could have
been?
Ruining
great shows and travel forever.
Wow. All right.
All right, well, sports. Let's talk about them. This is a sports show.
What?
Kind of. So we got a lot of NFL, NBA. We got an F1 update. We got some foot and mouth. We're going to talk a little soccer. We got all sorts of stuff to talk about. But first, I know Week 10 just concluded. Well, it's about to after the Niners-Rams game. But we got into an interesting conversation off air right before the show started, and Derek said he likes doing laundry. And so I wanted to ask everyone, favorite chore to do, least favorite chore to do? Because I got to say, laundry is about my least favorite chore.
I don't like folding laundry.
Yes.
Let me specify. Right. I like doing the actual getting them, washing them, and then getting fresh clothes back.
Yeah.
That's is an enjoyable experience for me that I haven't been able to do in a while. I will preface that. That's probably one of the reasons why I do say I like it, because I haven't been able to do it because I don't live in this place with my own washer and dryer.
Right.
And there is something to be said when I control how my clothes are being washed, when they're being washed. It's very empowering.
That's fair. I'm with you. I don't like the folding portion. And let's be honest, since I got engaged, I've done laundry like 3 times in the last year. So,
and I will say, I have bypassed the whole folding process by hanging all my t-shirts.
Yeah, huge hack.
Yeah,
life hack, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It
What's
is
your
kinda,
favorite? Yeah.
Favorite has to be vacuuming, just because I can dance while I'm vacuuming.
Okay, I will say vacuuming is a great time, too.
I enjoy vacuuming.
I just throw my headphones in and then just start dancing and having a good time while I'm vacuuming, getting the house cleaned up.
Yeah. My least favorite is cleaning the kitchen.
Yeah.
I will clean the bathroom over cleaning the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah. There's something about this, having to wash the dishes and whatnot. Like,
I
will
like
cook,
washing dishes,
I will
personally.
cook dinner, I have no problem cooking dinner. Love cooking dinner.
It's the dishes.
Dishes afterwards, hate it.
Okay. I do not mind
dishes. Something about, yeah, I don't know. Granted, I will say, like, cleaning my, you know, my bathroom, because, like, I don't get mine terrible like I used to. I used to live with my sisters. And living with girls, you either get, it's either the Madonna or the devil.
Yeah.
You know? You either get the most pristine cleanliness ever, or it's hell on earth.
Yeah.
And I live with hell on earth.
Wow. One of your sisters is going to be joining
three of them.
Us.
No, I was just, oh, well,
on the show today. Yeah. So.
She'll back it up. It was three girls and me in one bathroom.
That's a lot.
Okay?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of
tushies for any one bathroom. So I feel you.
Yeah.
I would say mine, honestly, my favorite one, leaf blowing is high up there.
Okay.
Now, my big problem with leaf blowing, as you guys will know, and matter of fact, can you hit me with the grinds my gears?
I can.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The year's 2021. How come we have not found a way to lessen the decibels on the leaf blower? Why does it have to be so loud?
And why do they have to blow the leaves? Why can't they suck the leaves?
Well, they do. Many of them can do both.
Because I feel like blowing them is not as good as sucking
them. It's called a shot back. They can do both.
Okay.
So if you get a shot, yeah, you can just blow and suck.
Blow and suck with the shot backs.
Yes. Okay. So you have that, and you can actually blow them away, but they're usually used to suck.
You suck them right back in.
Yep.
Okay, because I feel like the
blow them in a
the
little
leaves,
pile and then suck them right in.
I have a blower that does both.
It does blowing and
blowing
sucking.
Blowing and sucking.
Wow.
Okay.
Yep. What's your least favorite chore?
I would agree with Derek on this one. Dishes. I just do not like it. Like, I definitely would clean my own bathroom. Over.
Okay. Yeah. See, I would
go. I just don't like the dishes. It's just too much.
I would go laundry for me personally. And dishes aren't bad if you handle them in the moment.
Yes.
But if you put them stockpile, which I always do, that's my problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I don't have a dishwasher either.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's a big
deal.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I don't have. That's another thing.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Yeah, I would say for me, it's the process of laundry. I don't think linearly, so it's really hard for me to remember to go move the clothes from the washer to the dryer. And then if you let them sit there, you got to use some vinegar to get the stank out, and it's just not a good time, you know?
I've never heard that trick.
Yeah, I've never known that.
If you leave dirty, wet clothes in the laundry, and they get to the point where they dry out, they're going to stink.
Well, yeah.
And then so you have to wash them again with a little bit of added vinegar, and it gets it smell right out.
Wow.
Yep.
How long do you have to leave them in there before that stink comes on? Because
it depends. I mean, is your washer outside, inside? What's the temperature?
Is it
what are
clean?
We working with?
Like, is your washer already clean, or has it been used years and not been cleaned?
I don't know.
I'm saying those are things you got to think about.
All right. I don't know that. Okay. Well, that doesn't matter as far as the how long it would take the clothes to dry.
Oh, I have lived in a house that had a washer and dryer in there. And it was never cleaned for like 10 years. It smelled horrid.
So are you really even washing anything?
Yeah. No, I went to my parents' house.
Are you just getting more funky?
The first time, I smelt that, I was like, nope, going to my parents' house.
Okay. All right, well, maybe now we should talk sports because I feel like we really hit a dead end with that contribution. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Your boy Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. Whoo, P.U. That game was putrid. Aaron looked awful.
Yep, I agree.
Russ looked worse. Russ has pins in his hand. It's not often that a quarterback starts a game with pins in their hand. Coming off of surgery from, 4 weeks ago? So
5.
5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that was new.
Yeah, this was a very much of a poop game right there. Like a lot of just guys coming off. Yeah. Both these quarterbacks coming off injuries or lists.
Yeah.
Or...
neither one of them played last.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a poopy poop butt soup game for sure. Not a fun one. I did think it was interesting. Aaron Rodgers, after the game, said he felt fatigued and kind of blamed all the media attention and this and that. Or it was the COVID. My man did have COVID, and I had it. And I'll tell you what, all I wanted to do was sleep when I had it. So it could have been that, but my man is too entrenched, and you can't say you're not concerned about it and then come out and say you were
I don't know why he would be scared to say he felt bad because he had COVID. I don't know why you'd take because you weren't vaccinated. Now you got it. You're good now, man. Right. Like you'd be like, all right. Yeah. I felt, you know, had COVID.
Right, but you can't be the guy that comes out and say you were adversely affected by it when you say you're immunized and you felt like you were pretty well protected against it. You can't really come out and say that. Well, so just be go deeper entrenched. And just
well, like, I mean, you can if you're not thinking right.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. I'm exhausted from your dumbass questions is basically what he was trying to say, which I thought was hilarious.
I mean, it just seems like he always is exhausted from everyone else's dumbass.
Yeah, because every question Aaron Rodgers is dumb because he's a genius, obviously. Yeah.
You can never get on his level.
He displays it every week.
You can't do it. You can't get on his level.
Yeah, he's a classic smarty pants. All right, that's all I really had on Aaron Rodgers. You got something?
No, he was lackluster this past Sunday, and so
and still
was...
got the dub.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how.
And DK Metcalf tried to come back onto the field and run into sneak onto the field into a package after getting ejected out of the game, which I thought was pretty funny.
Like, how do you come out of the game after punching a guy in the face and thinking, oh, I'm not going to get ejected from that.
Like, they don't know this Greek god of a human being who just walked onto the field with the 12 nose piercings, the dangly earrings, and the purple hair. Like, we see you, dog.
You're not that, like, you can't just chameleon in there.
You know, yeah.
It is funny how they think they can fade into the background. Like, no. All eyes on you, man.
You're not a third string wide receiver. You can't just, like, slither in and not be unattended.
Yeah, we know who you are. And I'm pretty sure
he can't go like into like a box or anything, like a press, like the like a luxury suite or something like that. I feel like you should be able to do that.
Well, he was on the sideline the whole rest of the game. I mean, the minute and a half that he was on there.
Yeah.
He didn't go anywhere. He just tried to get back on and play.
I also believe I said stealthy, so with an F. So, like I said, the show's going to be a disaster. Buckle up, kiddos. It's going to be a rough ride. Is Baker Mayfield good? Anyone?
Well, I mean, they had a really bad game against the... Didn't he get hurt? He got hurt.
His shoulder is messed up, but he did not look good that entire game.
I don't think we're okay with... I'm not willing to say he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, 11 for 21 for 73 yards, that's not good in a game with one touchdown and one
interception. And he threw a 60-yard pass, so...
right there.
Yeah.
A 60-yard pass, 13 yards in 10 completions.
That's tough.
That's pretty bad. I mean, the Patriots ran all around him. Man.
Yeah.
That was a pretty bad game. It was a...
Now, if you're going to say that he's not good, you also got to think you're the Browns, and this is the best you've had consistently in a long time. So you probably got to pay him this offseason, don't you think?
I guess so, yeah. You don't want to lose him because you have already gone through the process of not having anyone for
years.
There
really isn't anybody in the draft coming up QB-wise that in college is super attractive right now. There's no one standing out as the guy that's going to come in next year and take over an NFL team. No one.
Yeah,
yet.
And this team is a team that is built to win now. So
yep.
And it just makes you wonder: it's starting to look less and less like it was OBJ's fault, and it's starting to look more and more like maybe Baker Mayfield's limitations are the problem there.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you guys think John Gruden is looking to make things messy in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think he's just trying to get paid, get a little payout?
No, I think he's trying to bring everyone down that he can with him at this point. So if I'm going down, everyone else is coming down with me.
Burn the house down?
Yep.
Yeah, he probably is because he's like, he's not alone in the way that message went across. So, he's definitely, I think he's like, let's go for broke right now.
Yeah.
Just to see what this comes.
I'm interested. Is he going to actually give us any juice or just some gossip? Like, are you going to actually come out with any evidence? Because that'd be dope, and we'd love to know what was actually being said. But here's the thing. The NFL came out and said, you're not going to see any of the emails beyond this point. Why? Because we don't have to show them to you.
Yeah.
Why? Because NFL owners never once care about what their constituents think, for the most part, right?
They do care what they think. That's why they don't let you see the emails.
Okay. They don't care what you want.
Yes.
Let's put it that way.
That's a better one.
They do not care what you want.
They have complete control over this entity, and they're going to protect it in every which way possible.
Oh, you want Cap back in the league? We're good. Oh, you want us to explain the military thing? We're good. We're just going to stop it altogether. Oh, do you want to understand why we're only giving 8 cents on the dollar to cancer awareness? Well, like, these pink hoodies cost money, They don't care about us. They never have. So it's not surprising to me that they're not going to give us any emails. But I am curious to see John Gruden try and make this messy. That'll be fun.
Might as well, man.
Yeah.
Keep yourself relevant.
No doubt.
I mean, I feel like he's so, dude's got money, so he doesn't need money.
Or yeah, but one thing people maybe with money want is more money.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's true. Yeah. That's
no one's ever like, this is enough. This is,
I'm done.
I'm capped. I'm capped out at this point.
I'm set.
Wow,
is it really 14-0 Ram 49ers over the yep. Rams right now?
Yep. Let's go!
Wow.
Ow. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was trying not to watch the game as we were doing this because we already have enough distractions. Cooper Kupp's wide open. Okay. Anyway. I did want to give a quick
shout-out.
That's
some good radio right there.
I did want to give a quick shout-out to the Detroit Lions, baby. Not going to be the first team to go 0-17. They get the tie in the funniest, most hilarious way possible after their kicker, who, just look him up because he's hilarious looking, just botches a kick. Now, granted, weather conditions, but, I mean, it wasn't even close. And then the Steelers, led by Mason Rudolph, have a chance to at least get the field goal attempt and fumble the ball with, like, 2 seconds left in the game, leaving us with a 16-16 tie. That is the game that is replaying in hell.
I will say that's what every Steelers fan's worst nightmare, for sure, is Mason Rudolph in a tie game against the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it gets any worse than that.
Yeah.
That is pretty much as low as you can ever
pretty,
get. Yeah.
Pretty awful.
That's the worst place you can ever be.
I don't really know where you go from there.
I mean, give my boy Cam some love, please.
We're going to get there.
Back right there. All right,
we can do it right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cam. I'm back! Newton. Cam Newton gets a couple plays yesterday. He's just such a spectacle. He's such an entertainer. And they asked him after the game, how much of the playbook have you learned? And he said, 2 touchdowns worth. This is why he makes you guys immediately relevant again.
No doubt.
No one outside of Carolina or Carolina fan base has thought about the Panthers since he left. And he is just such an entertainer and such a superstar. Whether or not his play still is on that MVP level, I think most would say it's not. But he is still a spectacle.
Yeah, no doubt. He is always going to put on a show. He is a freak, a phenom, a freakish phenom of athletic specimen.
A freaknom.
A freakamon. All right? Like, I choose you. And he... Having him back is a nice flavor. I didn't like him leaving the way he went. It was sad when how he left. So I will say definitely nice to have him back. And it just like brings his team together, it feels like, because Darnold was not the guy to do that at
no.
all. Everyone seemed like they turned on him in the locker room.
Yep.
I turned on him months ago.
Yep.
Every Panther fan, I think, is ready to...
Yeah, the Sam Darnold experience, I think, is we know how that's going to go.
I feel like Sam Darnold is the prototypical, kind of like the generic guy that comes in. Like, when you're playing like a season in football, in like Madden, and you go over to the next year and they have like the fake guys come in. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's what Sam Darnold is.
He's
just like one of those dudes.
He's just a dude.
He's just a dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
not the dude. He's just a dude. And he's not a dude I want to be around.
Correct. shout out to everyone who said Pat Mahomes, the NFL had caught up to him and figured him out. 5 touchdowns yesterday, 406 yards. Doesn't look like the NFL has figured that part out yet.
Well, it's the Raiders.
I mean, the Raiders have been...
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I was saying, though, when the Raiders moved to Las Vegas and why I think it is hard for teams to go to... professional teams to go to Las Vegas. Because every game is going to be an away game. Because... your team is only going to play in Vegas once, not including playoffs. So if you're a Raiders fan from, let's say, L.A., you have 8 games a season to pick from which one you're going to go to. If I'm a Niners fan, which I am, and the Niners are playing in Vegas, there's only one game. And Vegas is a tourist destination spot. We know that. And so every game, I mean, they've had more... more penalties jumping at the line this year at home than any other team, and it's because it's always loud because they're always the away team.
I guess what point well taken right now.
No.
Raiders should have known.
I say all that to say that I was right.
Scratch yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Pat yourself on the back of there.
I'll try. Okay? I'm not that flexible.
Yeah,
so
I know you're
tough.
Not. Yeah, it's tough getting all those spots right there.
OBJ's back tonight. You guys excited?
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll see.
I mean, I definitely am excited to see how they're going to incorporate him. I guess it's going to be perfectly fit because Robert Woods went down. I do find it perfectly timed that they get him and then Robert Woods goes down. So it's like...
Why are you celebrating?
Because Higbee's on my fantasy.
Okay.
And he scored a touchdown.
And he scored a touchdown.
There you go.
So I needed that.
Is there a combined 21 points in the first quarter right now?
Oh. No, we're in the second quarter.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So, I like it. There we go. Points on the board.
Yeah.
Love that. All right.
Two tutties.
Yeah.
Three tutties.
Three tutties
going on right now.
I love it. I love it. And lastly, I just want to mention, do you guys think the Green Lizard is Brady's kryptonite, Tyler Heinicke?
Oh, I was like, who the heck's the Green Lizard?
Is that really
his
nickname, the Green Lizard? Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Who calls him that?
I do. No. I've heard someone else call him that.
I feel like you've had it. No, you did not come up with that.
Absolutely did not.
That just seems... I don't get how is that a nickname for the kid?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
The Green Lizard?
The Green Lizard.
Tyler Heinicke?
Yeah. I think it's apropos, you know? Oh, here we go. Why is Tyler Heinicke... Taylor. First of all, his name's Taylor.
Okay.
Well,
there you go.
That explains why I couldn't look him up. I was like, who the heck's Tyler? Anyways, you were saying Green Lizard is his nickname.
There's a correlation between Heineken and being green and lizards.
Okay.
It's the best I could find. Sounds like a real reach to me.
Wow.
I'll take it.
This is some good...
That's not a good nickname, though. I feel like the Green Lizard doesn't sound very becoming.
Yeah, no.
Like that's not a nickname I'd want to embrace.
I'm with that. Will you hit us with the thirsty 30 seconds of fantasy football? Because I don't know how your guys' season is going right now. But Derrick Henry, Damian Harris, and DeAndre Hopkins going out yesterday. Just not the business for your boys.
No.
So when you're ready, just holler at me and we'll
all right,
go ahead and
you
do
ready?
That.
Here we go. But I gotta know what your fantasy
is. No one cares!
Thank you, guys. That actually feels a lot better.
Yeah,
that was
I feel
great.
Good.
It's been a while since we
I feel
did that.
Good. Can you knock out a quick F1 update for us?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Hell of a weekend. I went back and watched the highlights from that. Holy bleep, that was fun.
We had a good one.
Give him one?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to give him one.
Formula One, a sport that very few Americans care about. Presented by Derek Kusumaki.
That is right, Shaw. I know you want to do a fast one, but I can't do a fast one. This one needs time right now. This one needs time. You know, soak it in of what a great Grand Prix that we just witnessed this past weekend. Brazil put on a show. Not just Brazil. I'm sorry. Brazil didn't put on a show. Lewis Hamilton did. The GOAT. He, my goodness, proved why he is so amazing. He had himself quite the time right there this weekend where he went from having one of the best times in qualifying to being disqualified from qualifying because of a rear wing issue to having a grid penalty, so he had to start last in the sprint, where he went from last to fifth. But had a 5 grid penalty based on him because he had a new engine installed as well. So the dude had himself a tough time. He started in 10th. What does he do from 10th? He comes back and wins it. Now, his car came out this weekend and was hot. My goodness, Mercedes had this straight line speed to conquer Brazil. But they also had the best guy behind the wheel to wield that machine around that track in such a fashion. And Lewis Hamilton did it with such precision, such class, such mastery. 10th to first. First time he's ever done that in his career. Guy made it so that this is going to be a fight for the finish for that championship. Constructor Championship is still alive, too. Got to give a shout out. Valtteri Bottas comes in third in this one. That was your podium. I'm sorry, and Verstappen was second. So Verstappen still keeps the race close. But my goodness, did Hamilton have himself a race. Yes, like I said, he does have the faster car. But my goodness, is he is the better driver for sure. And he shown it this weekend. Mike, it was such an amazing time seeing how he was able to wield his way around that track. Oh man, that was a great, it was a great race.
So with F1, is it the driver that makes the car, or is it the car that makes the driver?
You definitely have to have the car.
Yeah.
But, no doubt, but you need the driver as well.
It's a chicken or egg situation.
Yeah.
You
know? Okay.
Chicken and egg.
I mean, the driver is the most expensive piece on that car.
Chicken or.
Yeah. Fair. Okay.
But so yeah, you definitely need the car. But a good driver can make a
make or break the situation.
Yes.
Okay.
You can put a great guy in a really fast car and he's not going to do
anything.
Yeah. Usually those guys aren't on the fast teams, though.
Okay.
And to say these, again, granted, every single one of these guys in Formula One is the best driver out there that you will ever meet. They're just, you know.
There's tiers to it.
Exactly.
Within the top tier.
Within the top tier, yes. Huh? These are all just, they're all spectacular humans behind the wheel. These are the best drivers in the world. They have the highest license out there. You have to be able to be in the Formula One. But
there's something higher than a Class A.
You know, no, Brad, you have it all. You can hop on the racetracks right now.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
Choo-choo. Just make sure I'm not out there. All right. That was F1, y'all.
Very good, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it
Thank you. Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Giro, Derek, Brad, all in the building tonight. Just careening all over the road.
Yeah, no, we are.
The show's all over the place tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Swerving. Love it. Swerving. No blinkers. Yeah. No,
shout
nothing.
Shout out to everyone who's keeping up with the show. It's just like, what are they doing?
We started off very. We've gone all over the place.
Yeah, we went from laundry.
Yeah, we would say we took
to math.
Yeah.
Back to laundry.
To ice skating.
Yeah.
We got it all covered.
Football.
All bases. Yeah.
Yeah, now we gave you your sports talk, you know?
Yeah. There you go.
That's what we do around here.
And I'm a professional driver.
You are a professional
Thank
driver.
Thank you.
That's right.
I mean, you are probably the, on paper,
yes.
best driver here.
Yes.
You're the most professional,
driver
here. Yes.
Doesn't mean I'm good. But
you're
on paper,
the most professional.
Yes.
Most professional.
On paper, the Niners were supposed to be good this year. So.
I mean, you can't get anything. You can't get a scratch on your record at all.
No.
You're like.
No, I cannot. Yeah. I can definitely cannot
you
now.
Cannot. No.
See, I could have done it. A.
No, you
got
to
protect that.
Yeah.
You can't get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna have, I got to be squeaky clean.
Mad Ubers, dog.
Yeah. Ubers are my best friend now, and or friends.
I want to ask you guys about that. Do you guys enjoy the experience of rideshare?
I don't mind it. I've never had a bad experience.
I kind of miss the taxis.
I miss the taxis.
I miss the taxis.
Now, if you can put taxis on an app like they did in San Francisco with the Skywheel, because never underestimate the power of a professional.
Yeah. Someone who's actually legit doing that.
Yeah.
That's their thing. They know what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get in an Uber.
I do miss my taxis I had here late at night in the Chico world.
Yeah. Had some good ones.
Yeah.
Shout out Taxi Dave. We wish you a speedy recovery.
Most definitely, Taxi Dave. Miss you.
Yeah. He's still a legend in Chico.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hopefully he's back out there soon.
Yeah.
Speaking of legends in Chico, Duffy's Tavern, located on the corner of 4th and Main in downtown Chico, for over 30 years, Duffy's has reopened with both outdoor and indoor seating. New hours. They have new hours. You go check them out. They're like 5 to 2 a.m. or something. We're not exactly sure on the days because we're pretty sure they do trivia on Tuesdays.
Yes.
In fact, we know they do.
Yes.
And this copy says Wednesday through Sunday. So
don't be afraid to check out Tuesdays.
Yeah. If you're so inclined, you may find yourself walking downtown and see that Duffy's is, in fact, open on a Tuesday, even though this copy only says Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
But theoretically, and according to their Instagram page, also Tuesdays.
Also Tuesdays.
So Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., also Tuesdays.
I mean, I would say take this copy over what they put on social media because this is far more up-to-date than what
the
social media
obviously, would. Yeah, obviously. Well, we know what we're talking about around here. So. Yeah,
clearly, they don't know what they're talking about on this
social
media.
That's a good
point. Don't trust it.
That's Duffy's Tavern.
Yes.
Here's to another 30 years. Shout out to all our underwriters. We're going to go check out that ice skate, the ice rink. And
we're going to be cutting the ribbon at the ice rink.
Yeah, we'll be there cutting the ribbon.
So come see us cut that ribbon, guys.
Yeah.
First skate.
First skate. I love that.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing better for those of you who play hockey. You know, right after the Zamboni's gone out and you get on the ice, you're the first one out there. Oh, that glide, man.
I can feel it already. Sounds delicious.
I can't wait. We'll see you Friday.
Dude, can't wait. This will be so much fun. First skate.
Do you want to do the news, sir?
Yeah, let's do some news. All right. Yeah, let's keep it pushing.
All right, here we go.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. I got some good ones right now. We're going to start off real strong. We're hitting the whole hard right here, guys, okay? And I mean that pun intended, and you'll see why when I tell you this story. So apparently, a new report came out that the National Health Service over in jolly old England is having to pay over £350,000 a year for people to have objects removed from their bums. So those people are hitting the hole hard. So yeah, people sticking foreign objects up their rectum. And they had to get removed because they were not supposed to be up there. And they couldn't get them out. So careful, guys. What goes up must come out. That's usually my rule of thumb. Including thumbs, too. So it's £340,000 a year. So people stop wasting the money on that. Well, it's not our money, but I can only imagine how much we're spending on that. Like if England was having to spend £350,000 a year for them, like that's the size of California, essentially.
Yeah.
You know? If not, I think California is bigger than England.
I have a dumb question. What's the difference between Britain and England? Is there one?
Well, Great Britain is the whole entire island.
All the UK?
Yeah, that's
got
all
it.
The UK. That's your Scotland, your Wales, and your Northern Ireland.
So the UK and Great Britain are the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. The United Kingdom. And then I believe that's another name, Great Britain. And then England is just the country of England.
Yes, got
itself.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you
We're
go.
On the same page.
Geography, y'all. And
there you go. Now we've covered geography.
Covered geography
well.
Too.
And
yes.
Butts.
And butts. Like and just
hell of a show.
Stop doing it, guys, because you're wasting our the good old tax dollars. Again, I can only imagine how much we're spending on people getting things taken out of their butts in this country. Because I feel like we could do it more here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Am I wrong to think that
England has more people? By the way,
than California.
Yeah, okay. They have 59. We have 39.
Okay.
So
all right. There you go. All right,
20 million something. People.
But it's crazy to think that that's their entire country.
Yeah, and that's almost a state right there in America. Yeah,
I don't think people realize how, you know, other countries, like, they can do it. They're so heavy. Like, they're tiny compared
to us.
Yeah,
compared to, absolutely.
Like, I mean, it makes you think of, like, how big, like, Russia and China and India are.
Yeah.
Well, like, not really so much Russia, China and India. They have over a billion people. That's ridiculous.
That is quite ridiculous.
All right. So we'll keep moving on from population control to less foreign news for you guys. So this is a one that frightened me to death. And it's doing a lot of harm to other people, too. So apparently there's been some severe storms over in Egypt. And these storms have caused all sorts of critters to come outside of the ground. And some of these critters are the scorpion nature, and they have been getting at people, and so far three people have died.
Whoa.
From scorpions.
Where is this?
In Egypt.
Yikes.
Hundreds of, and there, a lot of people are getting injured just from the stings and whatnot. But yeah, careful out there. If you're in Egypt, you know, I know we have a lot of listeners out there. And I just want you all to make sure you're watching where your steps. Empty your boots out before you put them on. That's what I learned from my cowboy videos. Mm-hmm. You know?
Always, yeah, that's fair.
Got out, shake your boots,
yeah,
put them on.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where scorpions like to go. I don't think they have a lot of boots over in Egypt, though. I want to say sandals.
I don't know what they
that
wear.
Might make me racist. If I say sandals, that make me racist? If I said they wear sandals over there?
No. I don't know.
I'll stop saying
I don't know. I think you should stop asking that.
I'll stop that asking that, too. Either way.
I do have an update for you if you want to know about rectal foreign objects in the body.
Please.
What?
Continue.
From 2014 to 2015, and there were a lot of incidents, it doesn't say, but what it does tell me is some of the more popular items used.
Ooh.
And this was just in New York.
Okay.
So 35 sex toys were found in there, 8 bottles, 6 bags, 3 aerosol containers, 3 cups, 2 golf balls, 2 pencils. Here's some of the more fun ones that we have going on. A Barbie's head.
Ooh.
A 70...
I gotta assume it was like the whole Barbie was going in.
Yeah,
it just
yeah,
broke
that's
off
what I'm
the
guessing.
Head in,
yeah.
too. Yeah, yeah.
A 72-year-old
broke
man
the head
said
off in there.
That he used an ice pick to push his hemorrhoids back into place.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
A 43-year-old man said he was using a flashlight to stimulate a bowel movement. And another man said he must have been sleepwalking when he encountered a light bulb.
I've always wondered, why a light bulb?
That doesn't seem like it would be comfortable.
I don't hang around people that do that, so I'll never know.
Of all the people who went to the hospital for this, 110 of them were men compared to the 14 that were women. This is why men die early, guys. This is why women are smarter and you should stop letting men run things.
Because we like to stick light bulbs on our up our. We can't say that, actually.
We can't. No. We can't say that.
In the rectum.
In the rectum.
Yes. In the rectum.
You can't say what you were about to say.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking about. All right. One last story because it needs to be talked about as well. Because, you know, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers and his unvaccinated ass. Well, you can get some ass while getting vaccinated this time. That's right. Go home to Austria, where there are brothels offering you 30 minutes with any girl you want if you get a vaccine. Woohoo!
And that is how you distribute the vaccine right there.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much it right there.
Honestly, America should,
have the vaccine. I love that.
I will say that's a pretty effective way to go right there.
Yeah, so
I feel like they should also do the women come in like, well, I don't want my husband to go sleep with them, so I'm gonna go get it, and that cancels out theirs. Be a great little like back and forth. It'd be a great back and forth.
What you're saying?
What is the wife doing?
What is the wife doing?
Yes.
It's like
she's going to the brothel and celebrating 30 minutes with the girl she wants.
No. To like cancel out
a lesbian right now.
To cancel out the and it's like a back. I don't know.
What are we canceling?
I'm sleep deprived right now. I don't know where I was going with that.
That no sense. I could not follow that train of thought at all. Let's bring on Aaron, please.
Jesus. Maybe don't talk anymore, Brad.
We'll do.
You're not going to get intro music this week because Brad can't be trusted to do anything, okay? I'm sorry. But welcome back.
Thanks. I would just like to say, Christmas is coming, and Biebs has a great Christmas album, so if you wanted to, like, get started on that sometime soon, I wouldn't be upset about it.
Okay.
Mistletoe is one of my favorite ones from him.
What's your favorite Christmas song of all time? Do you have one?
Anything by Justin Bieber, really, if I'm being honest.
I'll take care of that one.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I got Thank you.
I appreciate that as well. That's less work for me to do. All right, Aaron. So we had a hell of a fight this past weekend where both fighters – someone won, but both people lost because both dudes ended up having to go to the hospital. Tell us a little bit about it.
Went to the hospital. It was insane how bad they were beat up. But it makes for a great fight. Super entertaining. There were a total of 389 punches thrown. Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Max Holloway had 251 of those, So I guess we should go. It was Max Holloway versus Yair Rodriguez. It went the full five rounds, but it was unanimous decision for Max Holloway. So yeah, like I said, he landed a total of 251 punches. A really incredible fight. It was great to watch. They're both like really great guys. It sucks to see Yair Rodriguez lose, but Max Holloway won in pretty impressive fashion. It'll be interesting to see where this goes because this was not for the featherweight belt. Currently, Alexander Volkanovski holds that. However, Holloway has lost twice to Volkanovski. However, he has had two straight victories versus top five featherweights, so we'll see what happens.
So Volkanovski is up next for him, is that correct?
No. So Volkanovski is the title holder, the featherweight title holder. Okay. However, Max has lost twice to him already. So typically when that happens, you're not getting a trilogy. It's decided. The only thing is in the featherweight division, there's not a lot of other great contenders. And since Holloway has already beat two of the top five in his last two fights, we might get the trilogy. Especially the second fight was pretty close, even though it went to Volkanovski. But in the post-fight interviews, he didn't seem, he said, whatever the UFC gods will hand me, I'll take.
I love that. Who would you like to see Holloway fight?
I would like to see him fight Volkanovski again because Holloway held the belt for 3 years from 2016 to 2019. And he defended it successfully twice as well. The second fight against Volkanovski was really close. And I really like Max Holloway. I don't know. He just seems like such a great guy, just really humble, really hardworking. I would love to see him get the belt again. I think he deserves another chance against Volkanovski.
Yeah, no, I know that Instagram made a big fuss about Conor McGregor just pacing, watching the intro
of
Max Holloway, but that's, you know.
I don't know why he would get Holloway. McGregor, it's great hype, right? Who posted that? He's good at the marketing, but I don't know if his fighting days are...
They might be a
little... ...are going to allow him to go against a Holloway, who's, pretty close to his prime still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holloway puts on a show every single time.
He really does.
Every single time. Yeah, he fights.
And here's another crazy stat, right? So that fight had a total of 389 punches thrown. That puts it in the top three fights with most total punches thrown. Holloway is in those top four fights. So Holloway always puts on a show.
Gotta love a guy that does that. Yeah. That's mad respect for somebody who's willing to.
He goes just stand there, square up, and just.
And like I said, the highlights I did see of this bout, I will say that's what it was. Yeah. It was like those two guys just trading punches the entire time.
I love that. All right.
Very impressive.
Well, Aaron, good as always. Are you ready for the TBP Hall of Fame?
I think so.
All right,
I think I'm ready.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for. But only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right. TBP Hall of Fame, where each week we nominate something random to go into the illustrious TBP Hall of Fame, and you... Our listeners get to vote on our Instagram. Make sure you go follow us, TBP, not a game. Follow us, we'll follow you back, and you can vote. So since Derek forgot to post the poll last week, Derek gets to go first.
Yeah, I know, I do. That's my bad right now. So I'm putting it out there because I'm a big fan of these things in particular. I rock them quite often, especially in this type of weather. I'm going with my UGG slippers. UGG slippers, being able to rock those, bar none, some of the most comfortable shoes to ever be on this planet, to ever walk this planet.
Mm-hmm. I want some of the full length Uggs. I don't care if I look ridiculous.
Like the boots and everything.
Yeah,
you want the, okay,
they look
all right.
cozy.
I'm sure they are very much so. Yeah,
I want that.
I can see that. I can see why the ladies like them.
All right, Brad, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna do some pandering to our local audience.
There we go.
Grab your dates, grab your families, grab everyone you know. Come out to downtown for the Christmas preview coming up this Sunday.
That's good.
That's right.
People do like the Christmas preview.
Yeah, I love that Christmas preview.
Working it sucks, but people love it. All right, I guess I'll go. It starts, it's three little letters, but man, is it great. After spending most of my life not getting it, when you do, it's amazing. P-T-O. That's right. Paid time off, baby.
All right,
the best.
Okay.
Yeah, that is some of the juiciest stuff
good
on the planet. Yeah.
All right, what about you, Aaron?
I was going to go with leaf blowers, but I decided instead, in honor of my parents who have been married for 41 years today, I'm going to say anniversary.
Happy anniversary to both your parents, obviously. And anniversaries are always fun.
They are, yeah.
When they're positive ones.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really have any myself.
Yeah.
Other than it's my birthday. That's an anniversary.
Yeah, that's the only one I've ever been able to accomplish.
You have to be with someone for more than 2 weeks to celebrate an anniversary.
Waiting for that, that one-month anniversary.
However, I do feel like Brad would be the type of guy to go out on his one-month anniversary.
Yeah, for sure.
Actually, I never did.
Oh,
so actually, that was not me.
4 month one, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, no. It was the 6 month
anniversary, and not the 1 month anniversary. I feel like.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that 1 year, but one day I'll get there.
We'll get there.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, Aaron's locked and loaded for life.
Yeah. She's good. Aaron, thank you so much as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Later. All right, that was Aaron bringing it as always as our foreign correspondent. We appreciate her efforts in making the show a little more polished, a little more classy, and a lot less ignorant. But let's get back into the ignorance.
We revel in that.
I got a couple quick hitter topics that I just wanted to get to. The Manning cast tonight is bringing on Draymond Green, and I was just wondering, do you guys see this being the future of broadcast live games? Because I don't know that necessarily the Mannings are, but the idea of you can have a second screen with entertainers just kind of talking about the game, around the game, bringing on guests, having a good time.
I think that's going to be an audience for sure. There's plenty of people who don't like really watching sports but still want to kind of be around it. They still want because it's about the mainstream and they don't really care. Like I'm sure there are tons of people out there who aren't ever paying attention to the game, but they pay attention to the entertainers talking about that stuff and not get them into the game. I think any true sports fan, like a real sports fan, like that's your team that's playing, you won't watch that.
But don't you think there's a lane for, if it's a, Chicago Bears,
Detroit Lions game.
Detroit Lions Monday night game.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I definitely think. There is a place for this in this world.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that they are definitely tapping into it, getting a different audience in there. It would make me watch that game. As opposed to like, I'm not going to watch that game. That game doesn't track me at all. Oh, I might watch it because there's going to be some clowning that might happen from these guys that are hosting it. And what I've seen of the Manning broadcast, it seems like it's got its entertainment value for sure. And people seem to really do love it. I don't want to say they love it. I think they like the idea of the Mannings doing this.
Agreed.
And they want to love it, so they force themselves to love it.
Plus, they just bring on giant stars.
That's pretty much all it is. Star power.
Yeah, they had Marshawn Lynch, Tom Brady. They're having Draymond tonight.
It is fun when you do see the Mannings being relaxed, like Eli Manning just throwing up birds and them, double birds and whatnot.
Agreed.
Yeah, so they definitely are tapping into a new audience. I would say the audience might still be there, but they're definitely going to get more people, which, the NFL, it gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. It's good that they're expanding in different areas of like their fan base. I mean, they have the Nickelodeon for the kids broadcast.
You look so awful right now. I'm sorry.
What is it?
The time. Your day, I can see it on your face.
You can see death. You can see death. Okay. I was gonna say,
when you first started, it was just like. I could see the
hours.
You
could see death. You could see the 24 plus hours.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I totally just took you off your...
It's all good, but
I could see the hours. I feel your pain right now.
Thank you. I'm glad that you feel it.
I want to go to bed right now.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
we have seven more minutes.
Yeah, we have seven more minutes.
Are you
able
to write it out?
Oh, yeah, I can. So it's good that they're expanding and they're finding new areas to get fans in there, and hopefully that'll grasp them where we can kind of get rid of trying to fix the game. The game doesn't need to be fixed. It needs to be fun. So bring back the fun, the celebrations, and then...
They should do the Nickelodeon broadcast all the time.
I agree. I love the slimes for touchdowns.
Splash zones? Yeah, slime zones. That is fun. Yeah, that's fun right there.
I want to see a player actually fully slimed after a touchdown.
But
that'd be great.
I want them to actually have slime in the end zone.
Yes.
Like, I want them to have to jump into a
pool
you want that
of slime.
You need to get into slime.
It's like rugby where you got to, like, smash it down on the slime.
No, it's kind of like the pool. You know, like pools in the outfield in baseball. Just like a pool of slime.
Oh, I love it.
That you, like, that's how you get it. Jump into the pool.
I love
of
that
slime.
Idea. Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
It's like Zeke when he jumped into the.
Exactly.
What was the Salvation Army?
Yeah.
Donation bucket. Yeah. Yes. That was great. That was awesome.
So you say they should have
And then he got fined.
Yeah. Oh, God.
If anything, that was great marketing for the Salvation Army.
They loved it.
Yeah.
They got a Zeke.
Yeah. Zeke in the tub.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to mention real quick. Was shout out to Kyle Kuzma, who only gets hated on because he played in LA and people try to say he was going to be a superstar when I don't think he ever thought he was going to be a superstar. And he's good looking, so people hate on him for that.
He went the Kardashian route, so it's like they're hating on that
because
you're like you didn't deserve a Kardashian, but you got the Kardashian, you know?
Yeah,
because he's a regular role player and he got LA famous.
So it's Tristan Thompson.
Exactly my point. You got lucky.
If it was Chris Humphries.
That touche.
You know what I mean?
He was the first one, so he's got a lot of
that's fair.
He's got some sway over it all.
Yeah, I do.
I forgot about him.
So this past week, on a local Cleveland TV show, on the lower third underneath Kyle Kuzma, they decided to write one NBA championship thanks to LeBron James. To which Kyle Kuzma tweeted back and said, "Looks like the city of Cleveland and me have something in common." Which is accurate.
Very much so,
Staying with the NBA, I know you don't get into the NBA lately until the playoffs are about here.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see if you could fake your way through some NBA talk.
I'm always watching.
You ready
I'm
to
always
do it?
Watching, dog. Always watching.
All right.
Yeah,
dude. Let's just do a quick little trivia. Who's leading the East?
Oh, dude, that's easy. The Bulls right now. Chicago Bulls are the team to beat right now. They look so good out there. That Caruso deal with Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, that dude looking prime MVP style right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Bulls are in third.
Okay.
if you had to take another stab at it, who would you say?
MJ.
No, the Bucks then. Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis, dude is legendary. Dude is living up to the MVP caliber right now. Love Giannis right now.
Bucks are currently in 10th.
Okay.
You want another shot? Would you like to know the answer? Or
the Nets. It's got to be the Nets then. Obviously, KD,
can I give him a hint?
It's got to be KD and Kyrie lives Nets.
The Nets are in second place.
Can I give him a hint?
Yeah, sure.
They've had the worst draft the past like 14, 15 years, and we talked about them last year.
The worst draft.
I don't know that that's helpful.
Because they've passed up on so many people.
I'm thinking of the Sacramento Kings
right
now.
Yeah, I would say the Kings.
Charlotte Hornets.
The Hornets aren't in first place
either. Wait, who? Oh, shoot. I thought I was... All right, never mind.
Jesus, man.
I was so confident.
I really am. Is it the Celtics?
It's the Washington Wizards.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
My man Bradley Beal with the Gabe, obviously. Yeah. That dude is legendary.
They are 9-3 currently.
You put him on that 90 feet of wood right there, dude knows how to split.
I don't know what to do with that analysis. But yes, they are 9-3. I thought that would be fun, and I was right. I do want to mention your boy Caruso balling out for the Bulls this year. Looking great, dude.
That is one thing I'm kind of sad. The Lakers didn't keep that guy around. He is especially a guy coming off the bench. I think he has a lot of that kind of flair to be a really good player in that situation. And it seems like they didn't want to give the guy any money whatsoever. They didn't counter offer the one that the Bulls had gave him. They gave him just their one offer and said, all right, that's it. They didn't really want him anymore. And
that was crazy.
It goes to show because he was too young for them.
Yeah,
obviously, there's like, hey guys, we usually have a height limit. We have an age limit here. Okay, you have to be at least get an ARP invite to be on this. And Caruso, you just are drinking age, pretty much, and it's just like not cool. You know, not with the right vibes.
Yeah,
like Caruso wants to go clubbing, and they're like, we want to just have game nights at LeBron's house. You know,
fair
and they're like, yo, Caruso, stop messing up the vibe. We're not trying to fist bump and go clubbing all night.
The sad thing is, he's only 27 and he looks 34.
Well, it's the bald head.
Yeah, it's the bald head. Uh-huh. Agreed. Yeah.
I mean, the moment you lose, if you go bald in your 20s, it's just it's a tough life to live.
I mean, honestly, when I shave my beard, I look 12. So I get it. The hair really changes everything.
Different way, though, man. That's good for you. That's fine looking 12 when you're old.
It's okay going down.
Yeah, go up.
No one wants to go
up.
I just want to, real quick, before we get out of here, Steve Sarkisian, what a joke of a hire for Texas. They just lost to Kansas. At home, Kansas has not won a road game, being the underdog in conference in 12 years. In 12 years. Steve Sarkisian. More like Steve Sard, not good job.
Well done.
Steve Sard, not coaching well. How about that? Huh?
More like Steve Sarlugian.
Yeah, we're getting closer. More like Steve, not going to win many games, Ian.
More like Steve made your name at USC, Shekin.
Yeah, more like Steve. Hey, Big Blue got a win, though, so we'll
there we go. We'll
that.
Take it, yeah.
Huh? Ooh, whoa.
It's been real, y'all.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, let's show.
Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device.